Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the traditions of radio experimenters has been that of making part or all of your equipment. This started because originally there were no commercially produced bits and pieces. Now we can buy a whole station. But I wonder, should we? There are station accessories that can be built and enjoyed by all amateurs, and the obvious item is the antenna system. Never has there been greater access to plans and projects than there is today. The bookshop is one place to start, but most of us will use the net. Sadly, the local library bookshelf is usually not worth the effort. There are a range of skills that one can practice in making any antenna, and reinforcing book learning is one of the most enjoyable. See, I made this and it works. And how does it work in the location I have it? The answers and the questions will lead to new and better adventures. Yes, the internet is a great source of retail therapy if you let it. There are times when buying is the best solution, but there are times when a bit of reading, a trip to the shops, and some spare time are all that are needed for a new adventure in amateur radio. This is where clubs can help in sharing knowledge, experience, and expertise. A local builder fair for newbies in amateur radio. Now that's a thought. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
The Rockhampton and District Amateur Radio Club ran the radio communications for the CQMSC Car Rally at Wowan in central Queensland on Saturday the 16th of May 2015. The Radar Club had supported the Rally Club for a number of years when this event was held at the Byfield State Forest and hosted at the Ridges Capricorn Resort, but a change of hotel operator saw the event suspended for a couple of years. But last year, the event was embraced by the small country community of Wowan, about an hour from Rockhampton. The Shire Council and local graziers agreed to close roads. The showgrounds were turned into rally headquarters, temporary channel 1CB, and the club Weissend 438-625-70cm repeaters were erected for the weekend on top of a 2,000-foot hill on one cattle station by Mike, VK4LMB, and Sean, VK4NSP, with antenna masts, batteries and solar panels. An enthusiastic team of radio operators was assembled, drawn from Radar Club's members from Rockhampton and Yeppoon, and supported by other local amateurs from Billawela and Gladstone. Real old-fashioned shindigs were held at the Wowan pub on Friday night before the rally and again on the Saturday night at the showground after the event. It was very clear that the local community of Wowan would like to see the rally continue as an annual event, a sentiment echoed by the rally and radio clubs. Club President Leon, VK4KLL, who operated Rally Base, said all the radio operators wanted to come back next year for a fun day at radio and some more good old-fashioned country hospitality.
News from the Sunshine Coast, this is Gordon, VK4VP. The Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club and the Noosa Ultimate Sports Festival. On Sunday the 24th of May, SCARC did what it does every year at this time to assist the running of the 160km and 85km bike ride, which forms part of the Noosa Ultimate Sports Festival. This has been going for about 10 years and was first known, I believe, as the Noosa Enduro. The two pushbike rides occur together over slightly different routes, starting at Noosa and via such scenic and hilly places as Tawantin, Corroyba, Catharaba, Pomona, Black Mountain, Corroy, Ridgewood, Belleye Park, Umundi, Yandina, Maroochy River, Pacific Paradise, Mount Coolum, Peridium Beach, Sunrise Beach, and finishes back at Noosa. Many volunteers from service clubs, police, ambulance, radio clubs, and members of the Ironman Asia Pacific and associated sporting clubs joined forces to organise and run this event in an efficient and safe manner. Local service clubs provided course marshals and operated drink stations along the way. To this end, SCARC, together with the help of volunteers from the Caboolture Amateur Radio Club and the Gympie Communications and Electronics Club, provided the communications hub to enable communications to 23 checkpoints around the course. This was operated as a Wison exercise, and SCARC provided their bright yellow emergency communications and operations caravan, equipped with all forms of communications. This enabled the sports festival people to operate in this van and for SCARC operators to communicate to the checkpoints around the course via the 2-metre Noosa and Mullaney repeaters. A big bonus, which was very well accepted by the organisers, was SCARC's APRS tracking system. The two lead vehicles and one pickup and one tail vehicle were equipped with GPS-APRS combination systems. The data from these vehicles was relayed via a club digital repeater to a base, which then entered the map onto the internet, showing the position of each vehicle in real time. The ride coordinators back in the caravan could see exactly where the front and the tail of both the 160km and the 85km events were at any time. The bike ride is a large event, with about 900 bike riders participating on public roads for about 6 hours. The added safety of good communications was essential to the success of yet another Noosa bike ride. The Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club is proud to be associated with such an important event. Well, until next time, this has been Gordon, VK4VP.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.